Hi, I'm Maya, and I'm 11 years old, and you're listening to Kids Commute from Interlaken Public Radio.
Thank you, Pirate Maya. Well, ahoy, me hearties, happy Friday, and welcome to the final day of Pirate Week on Kids Commute. I hope you've had fun traveling the high seas with our bands of dread musical pirates. And now, let's answer that pirate quizlet. All week, we've been asking you, what is the Jolly Roger? It warned people about incoming piracy, is usually black and white, and often featured the skull and crossbones, a symbol we still use as a warning today. So what is it? The Jolly Roger is the pirate term for the pirate flag. Jolly Rogers could all vary a little bit from pirate to pirate, but the black flag featuring the skull and crossbones was the most popular during the golden age of piracy, which was mostly the 1700s. So when pirates hoisted the Jolly Roger, they flew their flag high so that other ships would surrender or else. Today's music is from a 1932 comic opera written by British composer Walter Lee. This is the overture to The Jolly Roger. Overture to The Jolly Roger, a pirate opera by English composer Walter Lee. All right, Buccaneers, I hope you've enjoyed Pirate Week on Kids Commute. Before we go, let's learn one more pirate word, and here's a fun one. It's a pirate insult. Ahoy, Dread Pirate Producer Tony.
Ahoy, Kate. Today's colorful pirate insult be scallywag.
Let's have that one in a sentence, perhaps with a review of some of our other pirate words.
Okay. Arg, I won the Kids Commute Pirate Pack, but shiver me timbers, some scallywag hornswoggled me out of it. So batten down the hatches, 'cause I'm coming to get it.
Well, thank you, Dread Pirate Producer Tony. We'll be back next week with more Kids Commute. This is IPR. I'm Kate Botello, walking the plank.
Interlaken Public Radio.